President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring an unusual combination to the dance. But get this. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. And this show, the next hour, of course, I'll bring you some good guests. Of course, we're bringing boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, to talk about the fight game. Of course, we're just minutes away from Zil Zhang destroying Joe Joyce. I think it's going to be a torch job. I don't think Joe Joyce has got a chance. Joe Joyce is such a good boxer. He makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali. I kid you not. When it comes to fluidity or lack thereof. Bottom line is, I think Joyce is a robot that was set up with a lot of good fights. Yeah, he can crack a little bit, but call him the juggernaut, that was a bit of a stretch. And now he's coming in like 15 or 20 pounds heavier than he did last time. That's never a good thing. When you gain weight in boxing, it's never a good thing. Straight up, we have open phone lines around the planet. If you want to join us, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's advertise the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The same time, same channels. We will bring on Mauricio Sulaiman, the president of the World Boxing Council. The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will be here tomorrow. Looks like Kenny Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK, of course. The king has not yet anointed him as a knight, but we're looking to get him and John Stracy, who is a knight, the former World Welterweight Champion, celebrated his birthday this week, of course, from the UK, straight up. Wish him the very best. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, B-Y-L-I-N-E, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother told me it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. She said, but Pete, people don't like honesty all the time. I don't know what that meant. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we take it from the East Coast to the West Coast and bring in Boxy's PhD, Socrates Palmer, Sokka, Zil Zhang, and Joe Joyce in the ring yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. I believe that's going to come around 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, I think this is going to rock, man. I really think this is going to be the fight of the year thus far as heavyweights are concerned, unless, you know, Francis Ngannou pulls lightning out of a bottle and knocks out Tyson Fury. Because, you know, the heavyweights, man, listen, in one point in time, he who controlled the heavyweight championship controlled boxing. The heavyweight champion controlled boxing. Then Ray Leonard came along, Roy Robinson to an extent before him. But it was always the heavyweight champion. It's not that way anymore. I mean, especially the heavyweight championship now, I think it's been devalued by the fact that Oleg Usyk has got like a few belts, but he's not really the champion per se. And then you got Tyson Fury, who doesn't want to fight anybody. In fact, I think he turned you down last week.
I think it's been a long time since the face of boxing has been the heavyweight champion of the world. I almost dare to say Mike Tyson. You know, I mean, we've had obviously great champions, but no one that had that crossover star power like Mike did. Mike wasn't the best of his era because I think you'd have to pick Lennox Lewis and Holyfield, but he was a superstar.
You're irritating me.
How am I irritating you?
No, that's what Tyson says. You're irritating me.
Oh, okay.
You haven't heard that famous line? I thought, Scott, you missed that whole move. You missed that whole move there. Bottom line is, listen, I see him now. He seems to be handling himself well in public, a lot better than he was 5-10 years ago. I'm talking about Mike Tyson. Seems to be in control of his life. I mean, at one point in time, I thought he was going to like croak. I mean, I didn't think he'd be around very long.
It's an amazing 360. I mean, where Mike Tyson is now in life, apparently he's got a very solid relationship. I think that helps with his wife. You know, he's a family man.
And he smokes weed and he doesn't drink. He smokes weed, he doesn't drink, and he doesn't do booze or cocaine or anything like that. He just smokes his weed. In fact, he's got his own weed brand. He's selling these gummies. Him and Holyfield are selling ears.
You need to get him on the show, brother, because I think you guys would be a perfect match. I mean, he is a different man. Like you said, oh, he doesn't smoke weed. He's got the gray beard now, so he's like this old wise sage. You know, it's a beautiful thing that he's still around.
You know, I remember when he would sweep through a room, like for a weigh-in, he would sweep through a room. It was like unlike any other experience I think I've had with an athlete. He would come into that room and was he like, ooh, I mean, it was just like, it was a different time. Mike Tyson, he had the entire world by the cojones right there. They wanted him to either fail or perform or whatever it was. But the bottom line is he was the beginning of must watch TV.
What? I mean, he's the guy that famously said that he could sell out Madison Square Garden masturbating.
That line I didn't need, but you know, okay. You know, Daniel's laughing in the other room, but that was a good one. Okay. Bottom line is Mike Tyson talking about self-appreciation. but let's go back to today's heavyweight champion. Of course, I'm talking about Tyson Fury. He's going to take on, of course, Francis Ngannou, who has no chance in your mind, slim or none or something like that. Bottom line is he has no chance. A lot of people think he does have somewhat of a chance because if he connects, he connects. But I'll ask you this. You're a bit of a boxing historian, and I'm going to put Mauricio Sulaiman on the spot tomorrow. If he gets knocked out by Francis Ngannou, that should vacate the World Heavyweight Championship.
It shouldn't. I mean,
It should. Anytime the heavyweight champion stepped in the ring, as far as when I was a kid growing up, from John L. Sullivan and all those guys on up, even if they got knocked out in the exhibition, that was it. They were defending their title. Am I wrong?
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Especially since Tyson Fury's shtick when he came back was that he was the lineal heavyweight champion. Remember, when he fought Deontay Wilder, he was the lineal champ, right? He was the champ without the strap. You know, because he's the man that beat the man that beat the man that beat the man. So I agree. If Tyson Fury loses to Francis Ngannou, a novice boxer, then Francis Ngannou is the baddest man on two legs.
Wow. So what do you – I mean, I'm going to put in a hypothetical question to Mr. Sulaiman when I have him on tomorrow, but that's a question for the sanctioning bodies. If their guy gets drilled, what do they do?
it's drilled, it's more money in the rematch, because then it becomes, you know, for the official heavyweight crown, right? And then you could debate.
Oh, man. You would find, that's a smooth move, Sock. You saw the icing on the cake there instead of, like, the cake being thrown on the floor. That was a good one. I guess that would generate a whole lot of money. But then again, Oleg Usyk, does he matter? Especially after taking that punk move with Dubois a few weeks ago, of course, when the referee, Jose Luban, I think was his name, of course, he came in and said to him during a standing eight count or during a rest period, I'm ready to go. No, take some more time. Listen, if I was standing across the ring and I was the other guy's corner and I heard the referee say that, I pull my guy out the ring right then and there. I said, you know what? Screw you. This shit's fake. This crap is fake.
I think Usyk pulled the wrestling move. I think if he had to get up, he would have gotten up. I think he took advantage of the rule in place. Was it a low blow? I think it was below the belt, but was it something debilitating to the private area?
But where was it in relation to the navel? That's the real question, right? Because his cup is above the navel. In other words, his cup is protecting an area maybe an inch or two that it shouldn't. And if you hit somebody on the belt, listen, I've been cracked, especially in sparring. I've been cracked by guys that wanted to crack me down there in order to make some type of statement, this and that, okay? If you're wearing your cup right and it's cool and you've got a real good cup and it's fitting you perfectly, they can hit you all they want. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's not going to hurt.
Yeah. The thing is with cups and trunks where they should be, it's all subjective. You know,
no, it's not subjective. It's the belly button, the navel, the actual navel.
Right, but we've seen referees, they say, okay, they when they see that the cup is up like a girdle, they'll say, okay, I'm calling this here. That's what the correct ref
does. No, but the correct thing by the referee for the inept official should have done was to pull the cup down.
That is correct. I think Pabon is a solid referee. I think he's had better nights. But
you're only as good as your last fight, baby.
That is true. That is true. Ask Tony Weeks.
Speaking of Tony Weeks, Somebody told me he went into the witness protection program.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you haven't seen him. Have you seen him?
I think he's embarrassed. I think he knew he had a bad night.
No. There's embarrassed, and then there's getting drunk at a party and dropping your drawers and walking all around the place naked. And that's basically, he did stuff that was fun. That wasn't embarrassing. That was appalling.
If Kenny Bayless could ref fight still, then I think 20 weeks deserves a mulligan. How's that?
Okay, you got a good point there. Here's what's up. But, you know, this whole thing with Las Vegas referees, they've always had their chosen referees. There's always been the chosen guys. At one point in time, Richard Green was their chosen guy. He was a black man back in the 1990s. He did the, big in the 80s and the 90s, he did the Muhammad Ali-Larry Holmes fight. But the bottom line is he committed suicide. Then they brought in Mitch Halperin, that crazy guy, of course. He ended up committing suicide as well. And I told you about how about him pulling the gun on me in the middle of the desert, right?
What?
Mitch Halperin was a referee. We were coming. One day I was waiting for a cab or something like that in front of Arizona Charlie. I was a ring announcer for I think it was a Top Rank show or something like any. Bottom line is Mitch Halperin was getting his car out of LA. So he said to me, hey, Pedro, you need to ride back to the IP. That's where I was headquartered, the Imperial Palace. I said, yeah, okay. So we got into the car and we drove back and this and that. And at this one point in time, he sort of went off the main road and he was into like a dark part of the Las Vegas desert. He stopped the car, put it in park, and pulled a gun out from underneath the seat and put it between his legs. And he said to me, so you really think I should have stopped that Gabriel Reyes fight? Because Reyes, of course, killed somebody. I think it was Jimmy Garcia. And I said to myself, whoa, where's he going with this? And then he says, maybe I should have stopped that fight tonight. Then how Pedro, blah, 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 blah. So I didn't know where he was going with this. The gun was between his legs. I thought about getting out of the car and running. But where was I going to go? I'm in the middle of the desert and it's black. It's blacker than black. I mean, Africa at night. I'm telling you, it was like, holy cow, I didn't know what to do. I was freaking out. So anyway, finally, he said, something like that, and then he put the gun back under the seat, and he drove and dropped me off of the Imperial Palace. So when I told somebody at the Athletic Commission about it, they blew it off that he was just having fun.
Wow. And then how many years was that before he offed himself?
About 2.5 years later.
Wow.
About 2.5 years later. He killed himself in front of his girlfriend and her boyfriend, allegedly. He went to where the boyfriend and the girlfriend were, and he killed himself in front of them.
Wow. That's some traumatic.
No. The guy was a nut. Okay? Yeah. He was a nut, but he was a chosen one. He did the first Holyfield-Foreman fight. I mean, a Holyfield-Tyson fight. He was doing all the big fights. He was the chosen one. He had the complexions. He had the connections. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was the guy. He was going to be the referee that was going to carry them for the next 15 or 20 years. And boom, he killed himself. Then they went to Kenny Bayless. Kenny Bayless, to me, is he's a Bay Area product, and I'm proud of the fact that he's left the Bay Area, but he isn't the greatest referee in the world. And then you bring in Tony Weeks. Tony Weeks became the number one guy. And, of course, Tony's a nice guy, but Tony's got a head bigger than mine, and that's not a good thing for a referee. So what I'm trying to say is, anyway, especially when you go back to that Raleigh Romero fight, man, I'm still scratching my head. You know, if I was that other guy, I would have needed therapy. I would have needed therapy for a long time after that. The referee screwed you. So obviously.
No lube. Put it this way. I have a question for you, Pedro. What's your Mount Rushmore of referees?
Carlos Padilla, Mills Lane, Tom Downey, Marty Denken. The guy from Las Vegas, of course, the guy that did the first Leonard Duran fight, the Filipino guy, I can't remember his name right now. But Mitch Halperin wasn't one of them. Tony Weeks wasn't one of them. And the Bayless brothers weren't either.
No Arthur McCanty?
Take it back. Arthur McCanty is probably the godfather of all those referees. And you know, I'm thinking West Coast, but you're right. He was a godfather. I remember one time he used to tell me, he used to call me Pedro. He was so cool. Arthur was one of the coolest guys in the world. And Arthur could correct you like a father, like a priest, like some noble man. He just had a way of correcting you. And you know what? You didn't realize you were corrected until you left. He corrected me. But I miss his role, man. And of course, the kid, kid was good. Of course, Arthur McKinney, of course, Ali Frazier won March 8th, 1971, the referee. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Puff Daddy, I had no idea who this guy was. I mean, none. It was 2004, we're in London, England, and he's smoking weed at the post-fight party. Well, not take post-fight party, right outside of Princeton Seaman Med's dressing room, which I thought was a little off the wall. I walk up and this black guy smoking this big fat blunt. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Turned out to be Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him. Bottom line is, he was a super rich guy then, a super rich guy then. And then, of course, the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards, Ron Wood was kissing his ass. I mean, why? And I said to him later at the club, why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? You're a music icon. Why are you kissing that guy's ass? Because he's got the best damn weed, man. Okay, that's what answered my question. Straight up, let's go back to the lines, of course. Coming to us from the East Coast, the PhD of boxing, Mr. Socrates Palmer himself. Sock, I got to ask you, of course, we are like a week away from Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo, of course. Is this going to live up to the expectations? A lot of seats are still available. People aren't buying this or what?
Not surprising. You know, it's a fight that, I mean, Canelo has lost some luster. You know, a lot of people think he's, you know, his better days are behind him. Jermell Charlo, someone jumping up two weight classes. So there's intrigue, but it's not the same buzz of a Canelo fight from a few years back. I really think they missed the boat. They could have had this fight in Houston, Texas, and it could have done a really big gate, at least, you know, domestically, you know. But, you know, they go for the greed of the casinos and Vegas dollars. I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a very good fight. I think we're going to find out a lot of things. I think we're going to find out if Jermell Charlo is a special all-time great fighter. And we're also going to find out if Canelo, if it's time to stick a fork in him. I know that you believe he's toast.
No, I think he's at that point where he can be made into toast. Plus the fact that, you know, they didn't have this fight on Mexican Independence Day. They had it a couple of weeks later. And they had it a couple of weeks later. I think that was a gut check.
That was disappointing. I mean, we had some fights last week, but it very disappointing. This fight should have been made. It should have happened last week. You know, definitely. Should
That's why I don't think they're going to pack Vegas this week like they did last week. Although Morris Day will be playing the night before. Morris Day and the Time will be playing the night before in Las Vegas. So I guess if there is a reason to go to Las Vegas and sell the place out, it's Morris. Have you ever seen Morris?
No, I mean, I know his fame. You know, obviously from that Prince era.
The player of players. The player of play. He's still alive. I saw him 2 weeks ago. I saw him before. I got to introduce the Average White Band at a concert that he was headlining. And, man, that dude can really still deliver. I mean, those guys are all performers. I want to applaud Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. Of course, Brock Brent Carter and the Average White Band can function. Felton Pilot, he and Michael Cooper. Felton Pilot and I go back like 35 years. And he was staring at me backstage. You know, when somebody's giving you that mad dog stare, like, man, this is a big black guy. He's giving me this big, this isn't cool. So I walk up to him and I go, hey, man, I'm Pedro, blah, 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 blah. And then once he heard the voice, somehow when people hear my voice, it sort of ties things up. I guess they don't forget the voice.
You have a very distinct voice, sir. That is for sure. You have the classic broadcast voice.
Okay, let's talk about the classic heavyweight fight. Zhao Zhang and Joe Joyce. Zhao Zhang has a lot to prove, of course, a Chinese national, a guy that at one point in time people didn't think was nothing but a big heavyweight stiff. Of course, I gave him no accolades a couple of years ago. Then he came along and he upset the apple carts and beat Joe Joyce. And when he beat Joe Joyce, the manner in which he did, I said to myself, you know what? I think he can fight a little bit. Now he's got Americans running his corner. I think that's a good thing. I think he's got a lot of positives going for him. And I think the fact that he's already beaten him once. I never lost against the guy that I beat the first time. I beat the snot out of him worse the second time. In fact, every guy, I think I fought four guys that I whooped on the first time, that I whooped on better the second time. It wasn't fair.
Is it psychological?
No, it's not so psychological. You just continue on what you started before.
So you pick up right where you left off.
Pick right up where you left. Look, it's the same thing. Hey, guess what, man? I'm back. And this guy's saying, oh, no, this guy's going to destroy my arms, my chest, my butt. He's going to hit me everywhere.
I think we're going to get the same of that. You know, I think Zhang, I mean, he's 40 years old. That's number one. But from my understanding, he's not the normal 40-year-old. He doesn't have any bad habits. He's got the American, Sean George, who's a good fighter in his own right. And now he's for himself. You know, he's kind of like the Steph Marbury of boxing over in China. You know, he worked with the Chinese national team, and he's doing this thing. I'm very, very happy with Sean George.
I want to mention something about Chinese athletes. How come those Chinese women that fight in MMA and those Chinese women that box, how come they look four weight classes bigger than their opponents? I'm not talking about one or two weight classes. I'm talking about like, have you seen the difference?
Flintstone vitamins are sold internationally. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, we're talking performance-enhancing drugs. Bit of a bummer. Boxing trainer Diego Rua suffered a ultimately fatal heart attack while cornering his wife, Sabrina Perez, on a televised card in Tijuana, Mexico. WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman confirmed the news this week. And, of course, he sent the body home, I believe, to Argentina or Brazil. But the bottom line is he sent the body home. So props to the WBC. But imagine the stress. You're watching your old lady lose a fight, and then you just drop dead from a heart attack.
That is a tragedy. My condolences to the family. That's a horrible thing to endure. I mean, I can imagine, you know, the wife, how she's feeling. It's so bizarre, you know?
You know, I don't remember too many heart attacks in boxing. I remember them in kayfabe. I mean, people have, you know, people in wrestling, real wrestling having heart attacks, this and that. But I don't remember that. I just don't remember that too much in boxing. So we wish the family the very best. And, of course, Mauricio Sulaiman showed the class of his daddy, Socrates. He flew the body back home.
Yeah, man, that's a great thing. The WBC did the right thing.
Okay, are things falling apart there on you, bro?
My lighting. It's okay.
You got to hire Sebastian for lighting.
I'm actually got lucky this week. Sebastian took his nap. I spoke to his mom. I said, "Look, last week he took my spotlight literally. You got to put him in bed by 2." So,
okay, Zil Zhang and Joe Joyce. Final look at it. How's it going to go?
I see Zhang picking up right where he left off. Joe Joyce put on 25 pounds. More than the last fight.
But you know why he did that? Because he knows he's not going to win. And you get fat and you get lazy, you eat. He's got an eating disorder, without a doubt. You put on 25 pounds, he wasn't a skinny guy to begin with.
Well, I think he bulked up. You know, he looked okay at the weigh-in. So I think the hitting the weights is going to hurt him. He's going to be slower. I think he probably felt that, you know. I mean, his thing was always take the guys to the late rounds and just kind of, he had good conditioning. I mean, he really.
If he put on 25 pounds of bulk, I'm thinking Balco.
It wouldn't be the first time an Eddie Hearn fighter pops dirty, right?
Okay, real quick, I got 10 seconds. Should Conor Benn be fighting?
Conor Benn, I mean, he's fighting.
It's Florida. A yes or a no. Should he be fighting?
I say no.
Okay, straight up, of course, Connor's got some steroid issues. Kiss the wife, hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing. Tower of Power to the break. That we could happen in a special way. I wish I may.
I wish I might make you my own. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king, wink, wink, not anymore. Bottom line is, of course, the guy that he's taking on 6-7 days from now, of course, Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo, 33 years old, 35-1-1, 19 knockouts. People think the fact that he is a bit of a gunslinger, the fact he's going to want to engage with Canelo Alvarez is going to be his demise. I don't know if it is. I think he's going to stand bigger, taller, and possibly be bigger across the shoulders than Canelo Alvarez. Canelo's sort of like a pudgy guy moving up in weight. Why do I keep saying that? Because, you know, and people, my producers keep saying that. Why do you? Because he is. I mean, he's not really a 168-pound fighter. The reason why he went to 168 at one point in time was the opportunity was there, the belts were there, and the opposition wasn't. That's why he went there. I mean, if there were historical killers like David Benavidez, how long has Benavidez been number one in the WBC? Let's ask Mauricio Suleiman that question tomorrow. I mean, come on. How long has the guy been number one? He was a WBC interim super middleweight champion at one point in time, the 168-pound champion. Yeah, he ran afoul of the rules. He got popped in an off-competition drug test. They caught him with some blow in his system, okay? And then he didn't make weight for a fight, okay? So bottom line is, I get that. But you don't penalize a guy 2.5 or 3 years because of that. But the reason why they've done that is the fact that, you know, you have at the end of the day, Canelo Alvarez, the guy selling all the tickets, and David Benavidez, you just don't want him ruining the show. They just don't want him ruining the show because Benavidez is the monster here at 168. Mike Tyson is not exaggerating, not even slightly. David Benavidez will destroy everybody put in front of him right now at 168 pounds. Of course, I think you're going to put him in with Demetrius Andrade. That's going to go down in November. That should be a good fight. Andrade, of course, finally having to step up and fight somebody of note. Andrade is a guy that got, I think he's undefeated still, but he got belts at 154, vacant titles. Belts at 160, vacant titles. Belt at 168, vacant titles. He never beat anybody for the championship. Why didn't they give? I would have made the weight. I could have made the weight. Give me a vacant championship. I was almost as deserving. But the bottom line is, now when you look at the current state of boxing, okay, Canelo, of course, faltering as the king, the pound-for-pound king, he's faltering. There's really nobody to step in. The heavyweight champion of the world has become a clown. Of course, we mentioned him a little bit earlier. Tyson Fury going to fight Francis Ngannou in a fight that I'm so happy that Ngannou got because of the fact that he gets to pimp Dana White off. Bottom line, he's making like 100 times more than he ever made with Dana White. He sold out arenas. He came up with like $7 million live gates, Francis Ngannou, and got $500,000. In other words, that $7 million live gate, he got $500,000 purse. Wait. And then Dana's pimped this off on pay-per-view. So he got none of the pay-per-view. He got none of the T-shirts. He just got $500,000 and maybe a bonus for winning. And you know what the bonus was? $50,000. So the bottom line is the most Ngannou ever made with the UFC was $550,000. Good Lord. Dana White should be arrested for being the worst person in the world. He just is. I mean, if ever there was a guy that, you know, you see these renditions or these old 1970s where these pimps wore these slick hats and drove Cadillac cars and had, you know, fluorescent green shirts and this kind of good stuff and bell bottoms and high heels platforms. Dana White is that guy. He just doesn't have the clothes. He don't have the car. Instead, he's got a jet. But he is a pimp. In my mind, I've never seen a guy. He is the most abusive person when it comes to humans. He just is. I mean, the fact that he's allowing people to get destroyed, and I'm not even be destroyed like, you know, in a fight, get beat up, get destroyed. No. I'm talking about permanently destroyed. You get hit with an elbow when you're laying on the ground and you got nowhere to go. I mean, come on, man. What's going to happen? I mean, you think the guy's going to hurt his elbow? Maybe. But the bottom line is, the problem, you're on the bottom, you're receiving, you're going to receive the brunt of this, and guess what? There's no coming back from these blows. That's why these guys are so heavy into CT. A martial artist is three times more likely to get chronic traumatic encephalopathy than a professional boxer. A NFL player is twice as likely to get it than a professional boxer. Of course, this is because of all the contact made. Of course, the NFL, Ken Norton Jr., I interviewed him a couple of years ago. Of course, he's the son of the former world heavyweight champion, WBC version. I'm talking about Ken Norton, the guy who guys that beat Muhammad Ali maybe in two of the three fights they had. But the bottom line is he definitely won the one. But Ken Norton, I mean, he was with the Oakland Raiders, and I put him on the spot one night, and he said the game is, like, it's too dangerous. He admitted that. He goes, it's too dangerous. He goes, you have to look at it from a totally different perspective now. I mean, how can you look at football and make it safe? You can't, unless you want to make it flag football. I mean, that's probably the only way you can go, flag football. I mean, because these guys are knocking heads, going forward, going head-to-head, something's going to give. You got these helmets on, something's going to give. Of course, they're trying to make it so you can't beat up the return guy and this and that. They're trying to implement safety rules in football. I think it's almost impossible. I think the nature of the game is just, it's just impossible to do. Of course, they have, like, tried to make things different in boxing by making the boxing gloves bigger. Wrong. Doesn't do things. I think the bigger gloves just make it a prolonged beating. So bigger gloves are not the answer. In fact, I think that when smaller gloves were happening, people would get hurt faster and the beating would not be prolonged. That's why it's the UFC with the 4-ounce gloves. I'm sort of down with the 4-ounce gloves. I'm not down with hitting the guy that's down, though. You can't hit a guy that's down. And you can't kick him when he's down. And I'm not into kicking people in the head. You're kicking people in the head, come on, that's a little bit, that's just too barbaric. Come on, I mean, this is street fighting legalized. And, you know, I did my share of street fighting, but that stuff is, anyway, its bottom line is very, very ugly. Now, back to the Zhang fight, of course. It'll be taking place about an hour or so from now, an hour and a half, of course, coming to you live here from the Sports Byline Studios. I'll probably stick around the studios and watch it with my man Daniel. But, you know, Zhang is a slight favorite, a slight betting favorite. They're fighting in the UK. That sort of tells you something right then and there, because if he wasn't a slight betting favorite, you have to wonder why. I mean, he won convincing the last time. And, of course, Joe Zhang, of course, Joe Joyce putting on 25 pounds. People don't bulk up. Heavyweights don't bulk up. That stuff doesn't work. That's a crock of spit. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. You're just putting on weight. Yeah. Maybe you can do it with a nutritionist and that kind of good stuff, but it doesn't happen. I mean, I can't think of too many guys who put on weight naturally. Think about that. Evander Holyfield, he was 190 pounds. He was natural at 190. After that, he was like, fake Evander. I mean, come on. It was all about anabolic steroids from the move from cruiserweight to heavyweight. I mean, look at him. I mean, come on. He was rock solid. He went from 190, a rock solid 190, to a rock solid 215, 220. You know, the bottom line is, the end of the day, he was taking performance anti drugs. In fact, he got caught with them. I'll mention it again. That FedEx guy that delivered the anabolic steroids, the performance anti drugs, to Evander Holyfield under the name Evan Fields a few years ago. Of course, that was before he got beat up by Vitor Beltran. Well, was that a disgrace? What? Got lit up by a MMA guy in less than one round. But Holyfield got this steroid delivery, took a picture with the guy, a Polaroid picture with the boom, took a picture with the guy, but he had steroids, and this was later in his life. So you didn't think he cheated early on? Bottom line is, I think you got to look at him as probably the biggest cheater in the history of the heavyweight division as far as anabolic steroids and performance-enhancing drugs are concerned. And I have to say, this is my opinion, because of the fact he's never actually been caught outside of the Federal Express thing. Outside of that, he hasn't been caught. He just hasn't. So who am I to say that he's dirty? Come on, man. You don't get that big. You don't get that strong. You just don't do it. You can't do it naturally. And yes, he worked hard in the gym. I'm not trying to say he was the second hardest working in the gym or the first hardest working in the gym. But the bottom line is, you do not work yourself up to that point. So I have to feel tonight or a little bit later, if Zhang is a smart guy mentally, he will go out there and duplicate what he was doing the first time. Joe Joyce will say to himself, you know what, I didn't do well the first time, I'm not doing well the second time, and he'll probably get stopped inside the distance again. Of course, this, I think, is going to be on DAZN, so DAZN. Of course, that's a ripoff of all networks, isn't it? They hit me up with my bill this month. I think it's almost like $24. They charge you more for DAZN than they do for ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus is like $12, I think. But Netflix. I don't really have Netflix, but if you had Netflix, it would be less than DAZN. Remember, DAZN was supposed to be like You only had to buy their fights because they were going to show you all the fights for free, no pay-per-view. Then, of course, Canelo came along. They had to pay him some extra money. And they said, guess what? We got to go pay-per-view. So their entire business scheme or their approach or the way they came at us or the way they got us to buy in was the fact that we're going to buy in and never have to purchase pay-per-view. Bottom line is that stuff sort of went a little bit crazy. Anyway, back to Charlo and Canelo. I think Charlo's got a hell of a shot. In fact, I'm looking for Charlo to go out there and win the first few rounds and see what Canelo's got. That's what he has to do. He's got to go out there and establish himself early. He's got to work that jab. He's got to be able to pop Canelo on occasion with a right hand. Canelo's going to want to come in. If he wants to make a fight of this, he's going to have to come forward. If Canelo comes forward, I think he's going to get hit. Okay, and if he gets hit, that's going to be the barometer. That's going to tell us what time it is. What happens when Charlo hits Canelo? Because if he hits him and he hits him clean, what's going to happen? I'm not trying to say that Canelo's going to fold like a cheap pup tent or anything like that, but he's getting old. He's 32 years old now. And I keep saying to you that you just don't have the hunger and the desire anymore. I mean, I watched The Greatest Fighter of All Time. Once they gave him some money, he got soft. I'm talking about Roberto Duran. Of course, once he got that money, of course, that $1.5 million, the first Leonard fight, he got $1.5 million. Of course, then they're going to have the rematch, but they didn't have the rematch signed, and then Duran went down to Panama, and he got fat, and he was playing bongo drums and smoking cigarettes and drinking beer and this and that. He went up to 205 pounds. So get this. So Mike Trainer, who was Sugar Ray Leonard's attorney at that point in time and his advisor, he had sent a spy down. He heard about this, so he sent a spy down. It wasn't me. I don't spy on him. And he wouldn't spy on Duran. Anyway, he sent a spy down to Panama to look at Roberto. So Roberto's like doing a concert, this and that. Roberto's like fat as, really fat. So Mike Trainer says, okay, I'm going to approach Roberto Duran's people right now and tell them we want to do a fight. We want to do it November 25th, 1980. That's going to be like in 8 weeks. And you want to do it at 147 pounds. And I'm going to give you $8.5 million. Now, Roberto Duran was said to be somewhere around 205 pounds. 205 pounds, and he came down and he made 147 pounds. Are you surprised he couldn't fight at 147 when that fight went down November 25th? Of course, the No Mas fight, call it what you want, where he quit or he walked away, however you want to put it. Bottom line is he surrendered in the eighth round. Of course, Ray Leonard was humiliating him, and Ray had told me beforehand that he knew that Duran was, like, spent, just like he knew Duran was spent in the third fight. Those are two fights that probably shouldn't have happened. The second Duran Leonard fight, he wasn't in shape for that one. And the third fight, he never got in shape for that one. He sort of went through the motions. I don't know what, you know, it's sort of hard to figure out Roberto Duran because I watched him in several training camps and he was motivated in some. I remember in the Robbie Sims fight, who was Marvin Hagler's brother, his stepbrother, right? Not a bad fighter, but not a good fighter. Not a guy I would consider like a threat, right? And Duran went out there and lost the decision to him because he was sloppy. Of course, that was the Duran training camp that we held at the Canyon Hotel in Palm Springs. And, of course, I went by Duran's room. I came home partying one night. Had a bunch of girls dragging them down the hallway. Yeah. Anyway, a couple friends of mine were with me. So we're dragging these people in the hallway. We go by Duran's room, and there's a cart, a kitchen cart, a room service cart in front of his room. And it's got it was a cake there. It was a sheet cake. You know what I'm saying? It was a place of the cake. So the cake was gone. You can see, like, you know, maybe some little filling, a couple crumbs here and there. But it was definitely a cake. So anyway, that's what he was doing before the Robbie Sims fight. He liked to eat. He had an eating disorder. That was Duran's downfall. Of course, now you see him walking around. He looks pretty good, about 180, 185 pounds. Not fat, not heavy, of course. What is he, 73, almost 74 years old now? The man with the hands of stone. Ha! Number one ranked contender when he fought Ray Leonard. Wasn't given that fight, of course. People say, Ray was looking for a soft touch, so we picked Duran, the lightweight champion coming up. That's not the way it was. Roberto Duran was ranked number one. And Ray Leonard, the Ray Leonard-Wilfredo Benitez fight that took place in November of 1979. Of course, that was followed up by the Ray Leonard knockout of Davey Boy Green. But when that fight was set, the winner had to fight the number one contender, Roberto Duran, within a certain amount of time. And, of course, Duran and Leonard hooked it up June 20th, 1980. Probably the greatest fight, I think, in welterweight history. I mean, if you go back on it, those guys were back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They rocked each other. Duran established himself as the better fighter of the night, at least for that evening, and without a doubt won a unanimous nod going across the board. But that one judge, let's go to a break. The one judge out of 15 rounds, Daniel, out of the one judge, Daniel Poletti had 12 rounds even out of 15. Angelo wasn't working too much after that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I know a place where people rang true.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. As I clear my throat for the 100th time, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA on Sunday. The Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, we're talking about tomorrow. I expect to bring you, of course, the president of the World Boxing Council, Mr. Mauricio Sulaiman. We'll have some fun. We'll put him on the spot. We'll talk old times. Bottom line is we'll see where the World Boxing Council is going. Of course, they've got a thousand different charities going, WBC Cares. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is we'll actually talk about the rematch clause that Errol Spence has activated. Evidently, this will go down. They told me December the 7th, 2023, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford will have a rematch. And that's a fitting day. You know why? That's a day that will live in infamy in the world of boxing because that was the day that Pearl Harbor went down. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president at that point in time, that's what he said. This is a day that will live in infamy. Well, guess what? I think this is a day that will live in infamy for Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, but not good for Errol Spence. I mean, why would you want a rematch? In other words, why would you want to step back in front of a moving car? That's essentially what this is. We're not talking about a fight. We're not talking about being competitive. We're not talking about having our legs under us. We're talking about stepping in front of a moving car for money. That's what this is. I'm going to step in front of a moving car for money. Am I damaged goods already? Probably. Was I damaged from the car accident? Probably. Was I damaged from the Crawford fight? If you don't think so? I mean, come on, you don't think so? It doesn't take Einstein to figure that out. Okay, the two injuries, and that doctor claimed, of course, he's suffering from neurological damage and this and that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, why isn't somebody just looking out for him? I mean, he has enough money. Believe me. I know he has enough money. He made enough money off that first fight to live for the rest of his life, maybe to take care of his kids and his kids after that. But the bottom line is he's greedy. I mean, a lot of guys are just, I have a friend of mine, he's overweight, he has a job he goes to, and he's a millionaire and he still works. He's greedy. You can't, anyway, Earl Spence's greed is going to get him hurt. That's what's going to happen. This has been Ring Talk, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden's the producer, of course, on Saturday. Of course, this is the Saturday edition. Don't forget, the Sunday edition comes at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, on these same channels. Until then, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the WBC.